I'd like to call the February 25th, 2021 special meeting of Borough Council to order. Please join me in a moment of silence, followed by the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry about that, guys.
Okay. You're ghosting, Judy.
So creepy, yeah.
Go
ahead.
Okay.
You're looking like, Thriller.
Okay. Public to be heard. If you have anything that you wish to speak about, which is not related to the topic of today's meeting, which is trash hauling, you can use the little raise hand feature in the in Zoom to let us know that you wish to speak.
Oh, I see a raised hand from Greg Lewis.
Hey, Greg, you can unmute yourself.
No, I just was giving a thumbs up emoji. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I misinterpreted.
That's okay.
Okay. So if you would mute yourself. Richard, if you could mute your microphone also, please.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay, so there's no public to be heard. Okay, hearing none, we're going to move on to the presentation this evening. I am going to share my screen now. Okay, so I'd like to give you a quick overview of what we're going to be doing this evening. You all know that the topic of discussion this evening is whether Newtown Borough should consider contracting with a single residential trash hauler. I have a very short presentation to give you basic facts and to try to answer some of the questions that have already been shared with us by email. Interspersed throughout my presentation are a few polls. Those of you who have experienced Zoom polls will find that they're a good way to allow a lot of people to answer a question without everybody having to sign on and say something. The polls are all anonymous. We don't know who you are and how you, and it's also non-binding, so we don't know what you said, but it does give us an idea of how the audience feels about various topics. And again, at the very end, there will be an opportunity for a public question. And at that point, we'll ask you to use the raised hand feature to let us know you wish to speak. Otherwise, we appreciate you keeping your mic and your video off. Okay, so the purpose of tonight's meeting is to present this topic to you all, to receive your comments and answer questions. And no decision will be made by Borough Council this evening. We have not had a formal meeting on this topic yet. The only discussions we've had to date were a presentation by our Environmental Advisory Council, who have been working very hard over the last couple of years to present this idea to council. And before council proceeds any further, we need to get a better idea of how the rest of the borough feels about this. So how did we get here? The Newtown Borough used to provide residential trash hauling as part of the services that it offered, and it was paid for by your taxes. Over 30 years ago, the borough found itself in need of revenue, but the borough was already charging the maximum amount of taxes that it could, and it had to look to see what services it could take out of its activities. At that point, trash hauling by the borough was discontinued, and the residents have had to contract directly with haulers. Our current ordinance does not place a limit on the number of residential haulers that we can have in Newtown. There is an annual registration process and requirement. There is no fee, but they also do have to make reports to the borough annually about particularly how much recycling they've transported, how much tonnage of trash, and so on. The pickup days are Tuesday and Friday, with the exception of when a national holiday should fall on one of those days. Recycling is required, but separate yard waste pickup is not required. In the past, the borough did provide separate yard waste pickups several times seasonally, but we haven't done that for many years. Okay, I'm going to launch the first poll. And let's see if I can get this to work here. Judy, can you put the poll up? Because I think in share screen, I can't get to it.
Okay. Gosh.
Can you launch it?
Okay. You know what?
I have to get out of share. All right, I'll do stop share.
Try that.
Oh, wait a minute. I found it. I have it. All right, we're going to launch this one. Okay, so the question is, who is your current trash hauler? And if you can select the one that you have and then press submit, and then I'll get an idea of how the numbers are in the barrel.
So Julia, I'm still seeing the question, who is your current hauler? Are you trying to bring up the poll?
I see the poll and people are answering.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm not seeing it, okay. But that's because I'm host. That's fine. Okay. As long as you're able to get it to function. On
okay.
Your Great.
All right. I'll give you a couple more seconds to answer. Okay, I'm going to end the polling. Oh, got one more. I'll give you 10 more seconds. Okay, I'm going to end the polling. And now I'm going to share the results with you. Okay, so you should be able to see, is everybody seeing that? That you can see that 32% of the people who are at this meeting are using Republic, and 27% are using McAuliffe, Fix 16, Waste Management, 20% Whitetail, and 5% something else. Okay. All right. Okay.
So, Julia, I'm yes. sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry to yes. interrupt. But because I can't see this, you are downloading these polls so that we will have the data to look at later, correct?
I have to see where the download thingy is.
Yeah, it's very strange that I'm not able to.
Just want to say you can take a screenshot.
Whoa.
Terry Kiley. Thank you, Terry. If someone can take a screenshot, maybe one of our counselors or, you know.
It went away on my end. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, I saw it, but.
Okay.
I can do the next time.
Or you could record it.
Well, we are recording. So
I am recording, but I can't see it on my screen, so therefore I'm not sure my recording's going to show it either.
Okay.
I don't know why that is happening, but it's okay as long as we capture this information to review it later.
Okay. Somebody writing this down and then we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
And the audio has what Julie had said, so she had actually
True. Thanks.
Okay. Yes. Well, this particular polling here was a practice poll. It's not all that important going forward, although it's useful to see how things are distributed among the attendees at the meeting. Okay. All right, so let's move on. Oh, except There we go. Okay, so what do other municipalities do? This is a map from the 2018 solid waste plan for Bucks County. And this is based on information in 2015. The green areas in Bucks County are those municipalities that have a municipal contract with a single hauler. The tan, light tan area is where homeowners have subscriptions, just as we are now. And the small area of brown is municipal personnel, that is the public works department of that, I believe it's Percy, actually picks up the trash. So you can see that down at the lower end of the county, where it's much more populated, more municipalities have a municipal contract with the hauler. In the central and upper part of the county, which is much more rural, then it's up to the homeowner to have a subscription. So what are the pros for having a single hauler? Based on the information that we received from other municipalities that are that do have a single hauler, they've noticed less traffic congestion, less traffic noise, less wear and tear on the borough's streets. And then there is the potential for lower costs due to the economy of scale. And also the borough is the enforcer of the contract terms. What are the cons? Well, the big con, and many of you have stated this in your emails to us, is there is no personal choice of hauler. The hauler that the borough chooses is the hauler that you use. There was a residential survey done as part of the 2020 comp plan, and many of you participated in that, and there was a question in there. Should the borough consider selecting a single hauler to provide trash and recycling pickup for residents? And of the 192 people who responded to this poll, 52% or 101 of you said yes. 47 people said no, and 44 people were unsure. So it was about 50-50 in terms of this particular sample. So if the borough were to decide to go forward with a single hauler, what would the process be? The first is that an ordinance change would be required. Secondly, we'd be putting the contract out to bid. It has to be a public bid. And in that that request for proposals, we would be stating what the required services are, when this would start, and the length of the contract. Based on the bids that are returned, there would be a selection of a qualified hauler. And then residents would be ending contracts with their current haulers if they are different than the hauler that was chosen. So let's talk a little bit about those required services. I'm going to give you poll number two. All right, this one is going to ask you to rate each of these of three factors in terms of their importance to you in your choice of a hauler. All right, we don't want that one. Let's go to this one. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Can you all see it? All right, people are voting. Okay, looks like almost everyone has voted. Give you a couple more seconds. All Okay, Judy, can you take a picture of this?
I can't see it.
All right.
Same situation.
Okay. I'll do it, Julia.
There we go. There's the results. Everyone see them? Okay.
No, I don't have this
Mayor,
the first one.
I'm seeing some people shake their heads, Julia. No. I can't see.
All right. How about that? There okay.
Over there.
Yes.
Now you got it. Okay.
And I'm taking a picture.
Okay. So it looks like for two trash pickups a week, it was the most people voted that it wasn't particularly important. For one trash pickup per week, that seemed to be very important. And price, obviously, is very important.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now I'm going to give you another one. This is going to ask you, come on. All right, this one is going to ask you to rate the importance of so a couple other factors here. Okay, this one is going to talk about a couple other things, yard waste pickup and bulk item pickup. So go ahead and vote on that one. Okay, a couple more seconds. Okay, I'm going to end the poll and I'll share the results. Okay, so separate yard waste pickup for composting came out as very important with 38%. And low or no cost bulk item pickup was also considered very important by 47%. Okay, Judy, did you get that one?
Yeah, did somebody shoot it too?
I got it.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, one of the questions is when might this start? Well, the date for this changeover to occur would have to be determined before a contract is put out for bid. And just based on the process that's required to get to that point, it appears that the earliest would be at least 6 months from the time council decided to move forward. That would take into account changing the ordinance, putting together the contract, putting the bids out, receiving the bids, selecting the bidder, and so on. So it's not going to happen overnight. How would residents be billed is another question that came. Well, some municipalities bill the residents directly, either as a separate quarterly bill or that it's part of the tax bill. The EAC recommends that the borough consider having the hauler continue to bill the residents directly, which is something that some other municipalities do as well. So council would need to consider the advantages and disadvantages of each method. Will we have a choice of number of pickups? Well, we can state whatever services we want in the contract. And clearly, if we want to be able to provide the residents a choice of one or two pickups, it would be much easier if the hauler is billing the residents directly because they would be able to know who wants what, as opposed to the borough trying to figure it out and getting the right bill out to the right people. What about competition to keep costs down? That was another concern people raised. Well, competition is inherent in the bidding process because it's in the company's best interest to offer their best price. It's also much more cost effective for a company to service all the residents in the borough rather than only a percentage. Right now we have 3 or 4 trash trucks lined up going down the street, each one picking up the third or fourth can, which isn't particularly cost effective for them. They've got their crew in town, but they're only servicing some of the residents in the borough. Also, the contracts are commonly for 3 years and sometimes with an option to extend to 5, which protects residents from unexpected price increases. Who takes the complaints? Well, in this case, the borough would, and the failure to provide services would be a violation of the contract. And if there are severe enough violations, there's the potential for termination. Okay, now I'm going to open this up to questions from the audience. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. And what I'm also going to say is that after everyone's had an opportunity to speak, there is one more poll at the end, really quick, just to gauge how you're feeling after this conversation. And then we will, council will then consider what they've heard from you both in person now and by the emails you sent to us. So use the hand raising feature if you can figure it out. And Judy, you can watch for it.
Mm-hmm. Julia, do you need a timer on these from that standpoint?
Well, I'm gonna ask people to keep their comments brief, a couple minutes, remembering that we have 49 people here, 51 people. Okay, Greg Lewis has raised his hand.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to ask if we would consider throughout this process, providers that actually score well when it comes to recycling and the environmental part. The reason I say that is I do know some of the trash providers don't actually recycle. They have separate landfills for recycling, so which isn't exactly recycling. But I'd love for that to be a consideration. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay.
We have Terry Kiley with her hand up, Julia.
Okay.
Hi, good evening. The only question I had is, if the borough is going to take care of the complaints, are you adequately staffed to handle taking that complaint? That's my biggest question, is are we really staffed to handle the management of this?
Okay, Judy, actually, you're receiving complaints right now. do you have any comments in that regard?
That's a legitimate concern, Terry. Yeah, it's a legitimate concern. You know, we have a staff of two, right? Myself as a secretary and Pat as treasurer. And so, yeah. It's hard to anticipate how many complaints we will get. But I think that's a fair concern, and I think we wouldn't know until we did that.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a customer service aspect that we don't face today that we would have to deal with then. Yeah.
So this is Mark. Would it be an option that the borough would be notified of complaints, but the complaint would still go directly to the hauler, as is the current case?
Well, these are things that we can look into. I'm writing them down as concerns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A couple more hands up. Christopher Stone and Mary Gonzalez.
Okay. Mary?
Mary, there you go.
Yes, Christopher Stone here. I'm assuming I'm allowed to. So two questions. One, part of the bid, are you going to consider the size of the trash cans? I noticed that Whitetail seems to be smaller than McCullough, so I worry about getting a smaller can. And then the second part is that the contract is for once a week. Will we have the option with that vendor to pay on our own to have it be twice a week?
Okay, so you want to know if it were one time a week, would you have the option to increase it?
Yes, at my own expense, right? Like some direct thing with that.
Well, I don't know the answer. Okay.
And then the person, right, if the size of the can is considered as part of the bid.
Right, yeah, right. Great. Yeah, well, looking at other contracts that I've seen from other municipalities, they do specify the can size in the contract. Mary, did you get your microphone on? Can't hear you.
No, she's not. She's not muted, but.
No, but she's having trouble. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Hello? Can anyone hear? Richard Quinn has something to say, but I've lost him.
Okay. Is that Regina Quinn speaking?
Yes, it is. I tried to help him and I've lost him completely. He's not even up on the screen.
Oh.
I see him.
I don't see him in the waiting room, but maybe he is trying to get back in.
Well, we're here together. I can pose my question. I don't care if anybody sees me or not.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and do your question. And we have several other people who are waiting to speak as
okay.
well.
I have a couple of questions. I've used a couple of haulers in the borough over the course of the last 20, 30 years. And I've been impressed that whereas most people who engage for rubbish services expect that the essence of the contract is you pay a fee and they pick the stuff up. Many of the haulers that I've used have a different notion as to what that contract is. It's you pay a fee and they have the option to pick it up whenever they want to. So what I'd like to do is suggest that when the proposal contract is set out, it provides very specific penalties for failure to pick up, pick up because of snow days. I'm very sympathetic to the notion that if trash is being picked up by a municipality's employees, those trash trucks are oftentimes diverted to snow plowing. But when you've got a single service provider that does nothing but trash, it seems inexcusable that they wouldn't come out and pick up the trash. Even if it were snowing. So I'd like to make sure that the contract has penalties in it for failure to discharge their obligations and see that if they had to cancel and the borough residents were forced to wait an extra week for pickup, every borough resident would be credited for their failure to discharge their obligation. That's the first question. The second question I have is a little tedious, but if the first one wasn't. The second question I have is this, determining a fair basis for all the bidders excluding waste management is going to be quite difficult because waste management is a vertically integrated enterprise and all of the, I presume all of the other bidders would be discharging their waste at the Tullytown facility that's operated by Waste Management. So all Waste Management would really have to do if they wanted to dominate and win the bid is just assess tipping fees to all the other competitors, which were higher than their own, and it would then in effect have a thumb on the scale. So the thing I'd suggest is in the bid documents that are submitted, we should require in the case of Waste Management that they stipulate the tipping fees they charge to internally to their own services and make certain that all of the other prospective bidders have access to those same tipping fees so that the other bidders would have a chance of being competitive. Those are my only comments.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Barbara Simmons.
Barbara. Yeah. Barbara.
Barbara is there. She just unmuted.
Yeah. Hi. I can't pull up my video. So my question is, with all the research that's been done, what have you found with the communities that have a particular, you know, one hauler that they've used? Have they been happy? Have they had to change haulers? I'm curious about, what the research has shown for Bucks County.
I haven't received any feedback that they have. I mean, there is one hauler that people had some bad luck with, but mostly I haven't heard them switching haulers, but there have been, when the bids have gone out for another, after 3 years, let's say, that there's been kind of a jockeying back and forth between a couple haulers that, you know, sometimes one of them is the low bid, sometimes another one is the low bid. Mm-hmm. Judy, I don't recall seeing anything specific about saying that they've had to discharge or dismiss any haulers. Did you remember that from reading the comments that we got back?
Yeah, I don't recall seeing that. I do know that in pretty much every municipality, whether they have single haulers or they're like us with, you know, a competitive private hauling, everybody's had several interruptions and service has not been consistent because of COVID largely, and, you know, people getting sick and then having to quarantine, being understaffed. I think that that's affected all of the haulers in some shape or form. So yeah, I think overall people have not been very happy with trash haulers.
Did I say something? This is Regina Quinn again.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you Waste Management was the worst of our places that we used, and LEC was the best. Do you think LEC would be interested in doing a whole municipality? Because I know they stopped doing residential at this point, but if you gave them a whole municipality, perhaps they would be interested. Well,
I would say this, they do Langhorne Borough as a municipality. That is a LEC, one of their customers. But I would prefer actually in this discussion not to discuss specific haulers. We've all had different experiences with different ones, but yes. But I'm writing down your comment.
I go with LEC.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Eileen Malloy.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thanks. I have a couple questions. Are you going to base your decision just upon the lowest bid? Because lowest bid does not equate with the best service. I certainly have had all of the companies over the nearly 30 years in the borough, and certain ones are not consistent. I will say my current one, and I know we're not to mention anyone in particular, but the current one has not missed at all. We have had no COVID problems. We had one during the nor'easter and they communicated that, which I was appreciative for, but we have had very consistent pickup here. Also, I think something to be considered is customer service with one of the companies that, you know, sold to another company. You could not get anyone on the phone if they sent a message. It was usually after the fact that, you know, things that already been taken care of or not taken care of, they were not consistent. So I think that there's two things that I don't know that you can evaluate with the lowest bid. Also, are you required to take the lowest bid if you are putting this out?
I believe that we are required to take the lowest qualified bid. So that does.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, that's how it's worded. And so really taking their you know, the history and the experiences of with a particular firm into account is something the borough is able to do.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Let's see, someone named MF. Who is that person?
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Mike Ferrara. I'm MF.
Thank you.
Couple comments and then one or two questions. And if I'm going too long, please stop me so I can let others go. My wife and I have been with the same company for about 20 plus years, have some issues with them. But getting back to if the borough is going to take the complaints over, I feel we would lose control because I can quickly change providers and threaten to change haulers, where if the complaints go through the borough, that may be, you know, less effective, right? Because I can, as a resident, we can quickly change our hauler if there's problems. Something else to consider when thinking of a hauler besides just the lowest cost, but is how much are they going to pick up right, on trash day. Our current hauler, we could put out 7-8 items and they'll take it, right? Other haulers that I've looked into will only take a certain amount of buckets, will not take extra yard waste. You got to hold that over for the next pickup. What else here? At the beginning of your presentation, you mentioned that the borough used to, right, have a single hauler, and that was about 30 years ago, and they decided to stop that to save revenue, right? So I assume that there's going to be some cost if the borough starts managing this. What, do we have an idea what that cost will be and how that'll impact the borough's taxes?
Well, that is a consideration. And that is part of the discussion of who might do the billing. If the billing's done by the borough, then that takes up staff time. If the billing is done by the hauler, then we don't have that job. So that is one of the considerations.
Okay, so the true cost to the resident, right, is twofold, right? It's the cost of the contract, right, that we're going to be paying either whether we're going to build separately or we're going to be billed in our taxes, plus the management of that by the borough if there's any cost there.
Right.
Okay. And then my last question at the moment is, should this be a ballot question versus the council making a decision on this?
I don't believe it's required to be a ballot question, but I can certainly ask the solicitor.
Right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Stephen Ricketts.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes.
Hi, it's Emily Ricketts and Steve's here with me. We're not on video tonight, sorry. So we were thinking about pricing because there's 4 or 5 haulers. Everybody's negotiated their own price at this point. We just got a bill from our hauler that's double without any warning, just doubled. So that was a little bit of a shock. But what we were wondering is if you, can you discover what everybody is paying before this move would be made so that you can tell us whether the bills would be going up or down from what we're currently paying, like what on average the borough residents are paying for trash hauling today? Would that be something that you think you could determine by asking these vendors what they're charging the residents today?
I think that's information we can ask. I'm not sure how directly that would apply to the borough, but it is some information that we put out a query to other municipalities, and some of them sent us back their contracts, so we do know what they're charging. But it's certainly a question we can ask. I guess it would be based, of course, on how many people are in your borough, et cetera, et cetera. So you might not be able to compare it, but it certainly is a good question to know. And I was thinking the same thing today, like, do we know whether what the hauler might be charging is going to be more or less than what they're currently charging residents at this point?
Okay, thank you. And if it's a 3-year contract, does that mean the price stays steady for 3 years, or would it be variable? Would it be subject to change?
I have seen it both ways. So it's however that gets negotiated.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Carolyn Bennett.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity and for the discussion. I'll go on record to say I'm pro-choice. I don't want another administrative layer involved. I like the flexibility and control. Having had to make a change to my hauler over the years while living here in the borough, for me, there's several factors involved in choice, some of which others have also commented on. For example, service, the reliability, the handling of the cans themselves. I mean, I see cans left sort of out in the middle of the road to, you know, being properly placed back near the curb. I, for one, have my own 32-gallon can I don't need one of those monstrous or two of those monstrous, what are they, 64 gallon cans, if not larger. This is all part of having the control, if you will. And by the way, having the 32 gallon can is much more conducive to the property where I live, especially if there's snow. You know, I need to be able to get it up and down my sidewalk. Safety. I see some of these haulers at this particular point in time driving backwards down the street. And I'm not talking halfway down the street. I'm talking about almost the full length of the block to get to the cans they have to pick up. I don't know if anybody else sees that on that block, but I sure notice it here. And we're not talking just once. We're talking, you know, on a pretty regular basis. So I won't name names. Compliance to the ordinances. My experience with my current hauler is that this hauler complies to our ordinances. If for whatever rare reason, someone forgets or doesn't pick up the can, they comply. They politely tell me we'll get it the next time on the next pickup. Cost. I, for one, know that there's a hauler that offers a senior discount, and that's important to people. There's a structure involved, right? And a proper one, a right one. They're doing the right thing. Yeah, I think I touched on all the different items that I'd like to touch on this evening. So again, thanks for the opportunity and the discussion.
Sure.
It looks like Paul.
I see Paul, you keep waving your hand. I keep seeing your thumbs coming up. Are you trying to raise your hand?
Yes.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
Thank you. One thing I'd like to note is I had switched from one of the haulers. When Leck went out, we were given a hauler. I didn't like him. I switched. And they tried to charge me a fee for picking up my cans. They said, well, we'll come over, but I think it was like $35 or $40 to pick up the cans. As I explained to them, I never signed a contract with them, so they never got any money. But I know they did it to other people in this town. And one person in particular I know actually did pay them. That being said, that's some of the things we need to look at. If you don't choose that hauler and somebody has them, will they have to pay that cancellation fee? You know, that's a big, you know, could be $35, $40, $50, I forget, could have gone up. Also, as far as Leck, Julia, just so you know, they are doing Ivyland now too, Borough.
Okay. Okay.
So, but that was one of my questions, was about if we have to pay. And I agree with Caroline that, you know, I like the choice. I like to be able to get, you know, the person I want. They've done a good job. When I had extras, they took 5 bags twice a week when I was cleaning some stuff up, never overcharged me, and it was great. And they've always been really good. So, I mean, I'd hate to have to go to somebody who I wouldn't like because, you know, be forced to go there. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Mary, did you get on again? Do you want to try again?
So hold on, Mary's microphone. She's still muted. I'm trying to ask her to unmute. She can hear me.
I see she's on twice. Oh, there she is. All right, Mary, try again. Unmute yourself. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, thank God. I had to go on my laptop. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
I know that when we have explored different haulers, we have learned about deals that are available for new clients. And those of us who are around for a while get a little annoyed when we don't qualify for these different kinds of deals. So we would be very welcoming to having a contract that would cover us for an extended period of time with a hauler that did, and let me emphasize this, real recycling, and real yard waste disposal. And by that, I mean, and someone mentioned this earlier, that it doesn't go into the same landfill or some designated landfills that are not really for the purpose of the environment or for the purpose of recycling. So that's of concern to us because we're trying to be good stewards. So the other point that occurs to me, and perhaps this is naive idealism, is would it be possible when entering into a contract with a single hauler that we could have a quality assurance review interval inside of that contract time so that you don't have to wait until the expiration of the contract, but you could actually review their performance to see if things were really measuring up to what we had initially agreed to. There, you know, there's a lot to be said for, I think, having single haulers and one that does the entire universe here. My experience in the past when we had a single hauler, I believe we did when we first moved here many years ago, was a very positive one. And I just think that living on North Lincoln, I can tell you the traffic is just, it's pretty outrageous just trying to get out your driveway. And trash hauling seems to occur not just on the assigned days. So, and sometimes it's understandable with COVID and with the weather and everything, but other times it's just happening. So sorry to be long-winded, but that's about all I have to say.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for doing this, by the way. I think this is extremely important. It sounds maybe, you know, mundane, but it's a very important thing to do. So thank you.
Sure. Jack Beyer.
Thank you. I certainly support any decision based on the greatest good for the greatest number. However, I'm conflicted because I also support individual choice. Specifically, I and a few of my neighbors are now benefiting from a choice, an option we're exercising, and that is sharing cans. That is, none of us have sufficient waste to fill our cans. So consequently, we are sharing one can, and sharing the cost of that can, which is a considerable saving for us of about $200 a year. And I'd hate to give up that option.
Okay. Bill Heineman.
First of all, speaking on behalf of the Environmental Advisory Commission, thank you for picking up on this recommendation we made a couple of years ago. This time around, I appreciate Borough Council moving forward with it. And thank you, Julia, for putting tonight together. I wanted to mention, relative to a few comments that have been made earlier, our recommendation to Council was that the contract would be let based on, we had about five considerations. And I just wanted to mention what they were, not necessarily in priority order, but just five things. One is customer service, assured pickup from every resident and responsive support. Now, we've heard a few comments about that tonight, but that's one. Number two, price. Number three, addressing environmental concerns, including how recycling and yard waste are handled, and the fuel source for trucks. That's another environmental concern we want to stay aware of. The fourth was flexibility, and that had to do with one or two pickups per week, large item pickup, and the number of items. And then number five was more focused on yard waste, the options and recommendations for yard waste. So our proposal to Council is that the bidding process and the RFP be based on those five considerations, and that the contract would be let to the company that provided the best mix of those five.
Thank you for reminding us of that, Bill. Let's see, who's left?
I think I see.
Heather wanted to speak.
Hi, Heather Lewis. I'm on the Planning Commission, and we recently sent out a survey for the comprehensive plan to address this issue. And one of our main thoughts were traffic. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, having five trash companies going through town. And I live on Liberty Street, which is a very narrow street. It is extremely difficult to navigate, but I know there's Penn Street, Mercer Street, a lot of streets like mine, that having five trash companies coming through town 2 days a week is very difficult. And we thought that by limiting it to one, we could have a cost saving for the community, as well as just having one truck coming down our street instead of five, which I think is the biggest bonus of this situation.
Thanks. Glenn, were you trying to raise your hand?
I was.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to thank the Environmental Advisory Council for taking this on and for the thoughtful job they've done. I thought the five criteria that Bill Heineman mentioned was very good. I appreciate the Borough Council picking this up. Just a little bit on the environment. One thing that hasn't been mentioned, I think it's important, the fuel source that they use is important, but if you've got five trucks going down during the day, going to one, that means a lot less pollution. And so from an environmental point of view, to me, that's a real plus as well. The other thing is, if we're going to, other municipalities can get free compost. Now, I know not everybody in the borough wants compost, but some of us do. And it would be nice to have a supply of that. So if we had someone who was truly doing that, would there be a way perhaps to allow those of us in the borough who would like to have compost have access to that? Thank you.
Sure. Jackson Wright.
Hi. One of the main things that I find
you're breaking up. We lost you.
And if you so that you're not putting out late and missing them, if you know what I mean by that.
Can you start over? We missed the whole first sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I was saying that one of the main things I like about my hauler is that I can set a watch and know what time they're going to come every week. They're not coming at a different time every day, so that I know when to put out my trash, so I know if they're going to come at 6 in the morning or 1 p.m. I feel like that consistency is one thing that I feel like the borough could look into, picking one company.
That's actually in our ordinance right now, asking companies to maintain a regular schedule so that the residents know when their trash pickup is going to occur. So you're not alone in enjoying that as being an important matter.
Julie, I think Mike Farrar's hand is up again.
Okay, Mike.
Yes, hi, thank you again. I'm trying to go back to, I think, the first slide you had up, like the reasons why we're doing this, or we're looking to have the borough centralize this. We talked about environmental concerns. I think everybody gets that, but is that enough reason to drive this? Somebody brought up an example where we could be going from five to one trucks. Do we know that? Will it take just one truck on a Tuesday and Friday to pick up the entire borough? Or is it really going to be two trucks? How much of a nuisance is it, right? We have our Amazon trucks, we have our FedEx trucks, we have our UPS trucks throughout the day, and that's sometimes 7 days a week. So when we talk about being a nuisance, is this really going to solve the problem? So again, I'm trying to just understand what was on that first slide, the driving factors that are pushing the borough to do this. You know, have we really considered those things? We've done a lot of talking here as, you know, what do the residents want if we want to go down to a single hauler, but do we need to really go down that avenue is my my point.
Okay, thank you. Nicholas. Thank you.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Mike pretty much echoed what was on my part of my thoughts on this. I mean, when I look at the pros that you list here, I mean, the first three are arguable. The bottom two, the potential for lower costs, is debatable. I mean, I switched haulers. One of the main reasons I switched haulers was they cut my bill in half, and I didn't get the surprise fuel surplus charge every quarter that I never knew what I was going to get. And the borough's enforcement of contract terms, I really don't consider that a pro at all, because that now that puts all the burden on the borough to take our complaints and act on it and potentially break a contract and then get into some kind of legal battle with the hauler. You know, I was wondering the whole impetus of why we're even have to go through this right now. I mean, why consumers have to be stressed out now, borough consumers have to be stressed out now on whether they're gonna have to change, they're gonna be forced to change to their hauler. When I see the pros, I mean, the cons was just one line item, choice. Well, it goes beyond that. I think we've heard that echoed here. And I just think it's really unnecessary. I don't see why we have to have this stress put on us now that we're going to be at the mercy of the borough to make a decision now to force us to have a hauler or not. Like Mike said, if you're talking about congestion and traffic and wear and tear on the streets, all you got to do is look at these, UPS, FedEx, Amazon, the post office, every single day zipping up and down our streets. Throw SEPTA on top of it. All you got to do is go down to Lincoln Avenue, corner of Lincoln and Penn, and you can see the damage that's being done mainly by SEPTA's buses. Another good question I have is, I mean, is Newtown Township on a single hauler?
No.
Now, they cross our streets. They cross the haulers for those for the township is going to be using our streets too, aren't they?
I don't think they are. To think they're coming in from.
Well,
I don't see. I'm on Washington Avenue. I don't see trash hauling trucks come through that aren't actually picking up in the borough at that time.
Well, I live on Lafayette Street, and I think the borough ends partly
you are on the edge, yes.
Yeah, so potentially we're still going to have the same trucks coming through our neighborhood, right? So that's really not that probably the people who are going to get the main benefit of this are the people who are in the historic part of the borough, not on the outskirts where we got weird boundaries, where unless the township goes to the single hauler and they go to the same single hauler that the borough uses, then we're not going to have just a single hauler zipping up and down our streets. I get the whole environmental and the potential pros here that you have, but it just seems like overreach by the government. And it's nothing against anybody on the borough council or anybody. I think the intent is nice, but it's like, you know, you're taking a consumer choice out of our hands and now putting that stress on us. And then we, if it doesn't go good, then we're at the mercy of how it doesn't go good. Right now, if my hauler doesn't satisfy me, I get a new one, or I bring it to his attention. Bring it to their attention and they fix it. If they don't fix it, then I get somebody else. I cut my trash, my garbage bill down in half over 2 years. And I talked to every neighbor within close vicinity of me. We're all on the same, hauler, and nobody wants to go to a different, go to what you guys are proposing. In fact, the hauler that we have, and I won't mention them to honor your wishes, Julia, but they offer a block discount too. So if we did enough, if we went around and talked to a lot of our neighbors and maybe even convinced them, hey, you ought to use this hauler, they're cheaper, they're willing to give us a block discount, we could probably get our whole street using one hauler, and that would solve that problem for us. So those are my comments and my questions, and I really would appreciate it if you just consider the stress that you're potentially putting on all residents in the borough. And frankly, this isn't a real transparent issue that you're bringing up. I just happened to find out about it through my hauler. So I would think that maybe, I think somebody brought up the question of this maybe being a ballot issue instead of a council issue. And if I, logically and reasonably, especially, it doesn't seem like it's a very transparent issue that's going to be decided. I think that more and more people, not just people who are tuned into this, should be voting on this. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks. Let's see. Barbara Miller.
Hi. I just had a few questions. Number one, you know, if this hasn't been done in years and years, why now? And, you know, the beginning, that the poll that you were taking, it was, you know, how important is trash 2 times a week? And it came up like 30%, and it seemed like it wasn't important. But yet, if you took very important and somewhat important, 58% thought it is important. So I just think the percentages of important and very important need to be looked at when you're looking at those poll numbers. You know, I have to go along with the other people who talked about a choice. Yeah, if I wanted to live in a community with an association that dictated all the different things that I could do in my home and my garbage pickup, then that would be a choice. But I'm in an individual home in the borough, and I like to have the freedom to make the choice of who the hauler is. It seems that the borough is going to be an extra burden to the borough, both staffing wise and financially to the homeowner, because you're saying there's going to be a fee coming both from the borough, and then we don't know what the hauler fees are going to be. So it's going to be an increased expense to us for something that we have no say in.
Barbara, I just want you to know that there was no suggestion that there were going to be two fees. I think you might have misunderstood the conversation. It was talking about if the borough took over the billing, or if the borough had to take over the complaints, what would the impact be on the borough staff, and would that have any kind of impact? But we were not figuring in like you would pay the borough something and pay your hall or something. I think that.
Okay, so I apologize. Yes,
that's okay. It was unclear.
Understood that.
That's okay.
I think the main thing is the freedom of choice, and I think that you know, I'm all for the environment, but I think, like, I guess my big question is why now? What is the benefit? I don't see the benefits outweighing, you know, the negatives of this to the individual homeowner. So, but thank you for giving us the opportunity to ask the questions.
Sure. Barbara Swanda.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, good, thanks. I wasn't quite sure how to do that. Thank you also for doing this tonight. This has been extremely informative and helpful for us. I'm just curious if there's been any discussion that's happened with council or any of the committees that are entertaining this about what if we did go back to the way we all grew up, which was having the municipality haul our trash? And there's no freedom and choice involved. It's just your municipality did it. That was part of what you paid your taxes for. I guess, would the expenses that we would all be charged for, potentially be charged for our haulers that would be chosen by a hauler that would be chosen by contract, would it be hugely different from what it would be if the municipality did take over hauling our trash again for us? Has there been discussion about that? What have been the outcomes of it? Is that part of the dialogue, or is the borough completely disinterested in starting that up again, et cetera? I'm just curious what the discussion might have been.
We haven't discussed it in that depth, but if the municipality hauls the trash, the borough would need to be charged, and the residents would be charged a fee for their trash. There are municipalities that include that in the tax bill. It is an item on the bill. It's a flat fee for the year for trash hauling. So that is one way that some municipalities do it. The one municipality that I'm not sure if you were here at the very beginning that I showed the map of Bucks County, there is a municipality in which the actual municipal workers are picking up the trash. That's why they're like, people who are already on the payroll for the borough, like that do the road work and all the rest of that, not a contracted group, but actual borough employees were responsible for picking up the trash. So that's the other plan that's out there. That's not something that the borough could do because we don't even have the staff that would be able to do that kind of thing. So if the borough were going to provide it as a municipal service, the borough would be contracting with a hauler to take care of it. And then the question is, how would the residents be billed?
So the option of the borough purchasing their own truck and hiring a couple municipal employees that would take care of trash on the 1 or 2 days a week is not an option for discussion on the table then. Is that what you're saying or what you're thinking at this point?
We haven't even entertained that idea, but I will write it down as one to talk about.
Okay. I'm just curious. I mean, that's how I grew up, albeit in Jersey, but where I grew up in New Jersey, they still do that. And my God, the services they offer there are unbelievable. But compared to what we do here in Pennsylvania, it's almost, it's really remarkable. But that's, that is the situation. And that's how everybody used to be, was that you paid your municipality and they hauled your trash away. But I'm just curious. Thank you very much. And thank you for doing this.
Okay, I see that Christopher Stone and Mary Gonzalez had their hands up. Does anybody else wish to speak who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, Christopher, do you have a brief comment?
Yes, Nick was brought up something that made me think about something that recently happened with the township, right, where they were threatened with a lawsuit from a developer and they weren't able to take action because they couldn't afford lawyers. Is the borough in a similar position? Do we have lawyers on retainer that if we decide to cancel the contract and we get some big trash company who has big lawyers to decide that they're going to fight this, are we able to take that on and bring in lawyers and deal with contract that they don't want to get nullified? Or are we going to have to then, the Newtown Township or borough residents, going to have to somehow front this bill or just be stuck with a contract we can't get out of because we can't afford the lawyers to deal with it?
But we have a borough solicitor. So I'm not sure what the township situation was, but I can't answer that question. Okay, Mary, do you have any more comments? Or is your hand up there you are.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to pigtail onto what Barbara said about a single hauler in a municipal setting. I've had experience in a township in the Poconos, and I can tell you that I was able to dispose of a 20-foot gazebo roof that went into the trash there without additional expense because we had a single hauler township contract, and everybody just disposes of everything in a very organized way, and it is seamless. And this has been going on for me up there for 26 years. So I feel very, very good about that opportunity. And I don't, I guess I'm wondering what the extended disposal opportunities would be for bulk items, for example, because I've seen on our street bulk items, couches that have remained on the street for days and haven't been picked up by whomever has been designated to do so. Whereas if you had a single hauler, they'd be hauled away and that would be the end of it. I'm believing anyway that it would be done in a timely way. Also, we haven't discussed really what the projected cost benefit might be if we had a single hauler, because someone mentioned earlier about how costs doubled, or they once you're no longer a new client, or there is some sort of fuel cost that is going to be attached to your bill, that you end up with a perhaps even a double expense. So I believe in individual choices, and I also believe in the environment, and there are many things to consider here. What might we expect could be a cost benefit overall? Does anybody have an idea about that?
That's definitely something to consider, and we should look into it.
Thanks. Yeah, I know that that's sort of like, you know, out there somewhere, but if maybe we had a better understanding of that, it would sound a little bit more understandable, appealing, or, you know, we wouldn't feel as though our individual choices were being taken away in a sense, you know, that it would be a good choice to go in it as a group instead of individuals. I don't know.
Well, the only thing I could comment to that is that there was a comment, I believe it was from Yardley Borough, saying that when they went to a single hauler, that it was very obvious that their streets were in much better shape. So that over time, the amount of money they had to spend repairing their streets was significantly less. So there's one to be
considered. That's very important.
Yeah.
That is very important.
Okay. We're kind of winding down here. I see some hands from people who have spoken before. I'll give you an opportunity just to make really brief comments, and then I'd really like to allow council to weigh in and then to do our final survey. And thank you all for letting us know how you feel about this topic, which is certainly one that we, as I had said earlier, the topic has come up over the last 10 years multiple times, and the EAC has brought it to our attention, and before council moves forward in one direction or another, that it was really important to allow you all to express your comments. So that being said, Nicholas, you have a brief comment to make?
Yes, I'm sorry, one last question. Is this, if you do go with a single hauler, does this just apply to residential?
Yes. It is not commercial.
And do you have any plans or thoughts on that with commercial?
We have not discussed it, no.
You think it would be a good idea?
Possibly. But no. It's a completely different topic and would require different investigating different aspects of that, because we have
the reason I'm asking, I mean, to accomplish the pros that are being suggested here, you know, you would think that there would want to be some uniformity of the you know, the people who use the trash haulers that come through town. I mean, we're a borough and we're a town, you know, and we have a lot of commercial in town. And I mean, right around my house, I mean, and they're on opposite days, I believe. I think it's Mondays and Thursdays. So, I mean, we have trash trucks coming through here practically every day plus all the other construction that's going on with the, you know, roll-offs and all that. You know, it's not, it seems like the, it's a real easy fix with just getting one hauler for residential, but we're talking about, we have a lot of commercial business in town that have big trash needs. You know, I mean, again, I keep referring to Penn and Lincoln. There's a couple businesses right there that use, have significant trash needs that use other haulers, and they affect the streets, they affect the noise, they affect the congestion. So, you know, if we're going to get to a point where the borough is going to decide who is going to pick up the garbage, I would hope that it becomes a fair deal across the board to all the people that bring garbage trucks into the area. So that's my comment. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, Paul, are you giving a thumbs up or did you want to say something?
Speak.
Okay.
Am I on?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard a lot of good ideas, a lot of good comments tonight. I do think, though, you need to come up with whatever Julia, the council, wants to do. But there's 51 people on this call. You need to get it out to everyone so every resident of the borough knows. And I do believe that the station, Newtown Station, has their own homeowners association. They do use a single hauler, but how would that affect them? So there's a lot of little parts of this thing we have to look at. And like I said, you only have 51 people on this call. You have to come up with all the costs, break it all down. I know it's a lot of work, and maybe we should let people vote on it, put it on the ballot. And if they see that it's beneficial and it wins, then majority wins. So that's an idea, putting it on the ballot. I know it was mentioned already.
Yes,
thank you.
I wrote it. Sure. Thank you. Okay. All right. I think everyone who wished to speak has had an opportunity to speak. So I know, Chris, you've got your hand up again. One very brief comment, and then I need to close it down.
No, sorry, I don't have anything. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I saw your thumbs up. I can't tell. Sometimes people did that instead of doing the hand raising. Okay. I have one more poll for you. And this is, okay. Having heard the presentation and the questions and so on, at this point, are you in favor of a single hauler? Are you not? Are you still unsure and you still have questions? So please complete the poll.
And so who the hauler is. Did you vote?
I'm sure.
Okay, we've got about 10 more seconds. Still, I'll close the poll. Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, I'm going to end the poll. And here are the results. Okay, 50% are saying yes, 30% are saying no, and 20% are still uncertain, which pretty much parallels the polling from the comprehensive plan questionnaire that went out to the whole borough in the fall. Okay, did you get a copy of that, Judy?
Still didn't see it, but I'm writing it down.
Okay.
I did take a picture too. I'll email the poll results to you after, Julia and Jude.
Okay, great. All right. Okay. All right. So that's the end of the public part of this presentation. Does council have anything they want to say on this topic? And then if not, we'll move on to old business, new business, and so on.
Julia? This is a question. I've read letters that the residents have given us, and I really appreciate all the letters, the phone calls, and participation tonight. This is very important that the community get together and talk this out, because a lot of things have come up tonight that we will think about and we'll further discuss. But one question I have, and it came up through different ways, is whether or not there are real contracts between the residents and their haulers, or whether it's just, I don't like you anymore, you're fired, I've got somebody else. In my 17 years here, I've changed haulers 3 times without any penalties. So I don't have a written contract, and I pay a reasonable fee for the service that I am getting. So I don't know if anybody has signed a contract which could lead us down to a litigation path with these haulers saying, you can't terminate my contracts. I don't know if they exist. I don't know whether that's a bogey argument. So my question to the participants in tonight's meeting is, have you signed a written contract? Because I haven't. And I can fire these people at will. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Well, I'd just like to, again, thank everybody for, very worthwhile thoughts and very, thoughtful considerations. And this is just an if, because there hasn't been a decision, but if the borough were to take any next steps toward further investigating a single hauler, I would think that it doesn't lock us into doing it. In other words, if the all of these considerations, don't come back favorable, then that would probably mean that the single hauler wouldn't proceed, even if we do move further down the step. That would include the idea of contracts, the idea of, is there actually a cost savings? How much, advantages of yard waste and recycling can be done? All those factors have to be, brought up to a level to make it worthwhile.
Anybody else? Okay, then we'll move on. Any old business? And we do have a work session coming up next Wednesday. Okay, any new business? Okay. Public to be heard, if you have any comment about anything else other than the trash contract that you wish to bring to council now, please let us know.
You know what, Julia, I'll mention something as put on my tax collector hat for a minute. Just since there's so many people on this call, I'll let you all know that, it's not the best of news, but your 2021 county municipal tax bills were mailed out yesterday. And so I think that the problems we've all been having with our mail have mostly subsided, but everybody should be expecting, whether you want them or not, their bills in the mail within the week. And if for some reason there is an issue with mail, you can always just shoot me an email, and I can, get you another copy. But yeah, just the timing is such, I figure might as well make you aware of all that. And the other thing is too, one other point, we do have a means now for people to sort of stay informed of things such as like this special meeting. I know one of the comments, somebody made was that, you don't always hear about what's happening. You don't always know what's going on. So we do have on the borough website home page, the bottom right-hand corner, it says email e-news alerts. So you can subscribe to that and, you know, be informed on meetings like this, you know, when we were looking for feedback on the comprehensive plan, things like street sweeping, that type of thing. It's you know, the types of things that we are somewhat challenged with trying to get the word out on, we are using that mechanism of emailing through the website. So just want to make you all aware of that.
Thanks, Judy. Okay, anyone have anything that that they need to bring to our attention? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
You have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all, and thank you to the audience.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you all, and have a good night.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody.